Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, where are you right now? I mean, where are you really? Or who are you right now? Maybe we need to kind of get oriented and find out the where and the who and the what, all those things. And to help us do that better is our guest, who's the author of a wonderful book. It really helps us a lot to find our way. It's called The Three Rooms. So I'm very happy to be interviewing Kevin Murphy. Kevin, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you very much, Peter. I'm happy to be here.
And where are we right now? Which we have three rooms here. I see you're in a big room. For those who can see us, even though most people will only be hearing us. Which room are you in?
I'm right here in the present room.
Okay, good. And that's the point, is where are we right now? And we have three rooms to choose from. And very often, and sometimes for good reasons, we're in the past or the future rooms. You know, we don't have to force the issue. Actually, forcing the issue might be a problem also, right?
Absolutely.
So it's just good to know about them, and then we can feel our way. And I think that's one of the points you make in the book, is which room you're in and how to appreciate that room. It has so much to do with how you feel about it.
This is true. This is very true. And I think when we're talking about the three rooms, you know, we're really talking about the place our thoughts go. So, you know, when I look at the past room, you know, it's not recalling positive past experiences, because, you know, people say, well, you want to be in the present room, but, you know, you can't always be in the present room. And like you were alluding to, you know, sometimes we learn from the past, or we have to plan for the future. But I don't think of going to the past room as recalling positive past experiences or trying to remember something and learn from the past. It's really when our thoughts go to the past and we're thinking about something that's already happened that's causing negative emotions. And therefore, we're reliving those negative emotions. And in the future room, you can plan for the future. But when you're thinking about something in the future, and typically it's when we're thinking about worst case scenarios or thinking about something that we don't have and we're worried about it and feeling stress and anxiety. So that's when we're in the future room, feeling negative emotions. So being in the present room is when we're not having thoughts of the past that are causing negative emotions or thinking about something in the future that's causing negative emotions. We're just experiencing right now, feeling positive emotions. And that's really where we're aligned, you know, with our higher self.
Right. So it's really about understanding our sensitivity to how we hold ourselves in life, how much power we give our ego to, you know, to live in its judgments and to even, you know, be harmful in its judgments to our comfort in life. And so our ego can pull us to the past or the future in ways that discomfort us and have us struggle in life. So what we're talking about is smoothing out life by trying to be as, let's say, less problematic in it. Not that there aren't good problems to solve, but this is about, you know, solving or being in the struggle of it, and not being present. But there's so much in your book about the power of the presence. And so what I guess what I'm looking at is there's a power of the presence versus the power of the ego.
This is true. And when you're in the present room and you're aligned with that power of the presence, if you will, or that universal consciousness that we all share, then even when you look at the past or when you look to the future, you don't have those negative emotions. And so because you're looking at it differently, and you brought up the concept of the ego, and you can think of it, you know, we can look at, you know, the ego and the Holy Spirit or however analogies you want to use, but I think of it as negative emotions or positive emotions. So if we're feeling negative emotions, if we're thinking about something that's causing negative emotions, you can think of that's the ego thinking those thoughts. And by definition, the ego's thoughts are causing negative emotions because it's not looking at any situation, past or future, the same way our own soul or our own higher self is looking at that same situation. And so when we align with our higher self, we see things differently. We can look at the past, we can recall positive past experiences, we can look to the future and we can imagine the future that we would like and start to create the future that we would like. And we're doing it all right now in alignment with our own higher self, aligned with that, once again, that universal consciousness that we share, and our indication that it's the ego's thoughts that are, you know, pulling us out and thinking about something that negative happened, and, you know, feeling anger towards someone or worrying about something. That negative emotion is our indication that, oh, that's the ego's thoughts, that's the ego's voice I'm listening to, and I need to come back in and align with my own higher self.
Right. It gets a little complicated between these two, because the ego complicates things. our higher self, our being in the presence of, let's say, call it our eternal self, can't be harmed. And I'm thinking of yesterday, for instance. I had a bad day yesterday. Somehow there were energies that I was feeling from the past that had to do with many times where I had to deal with suffering of people's bad behavior toward me, for instance, abuses, struggles, different ways that were very difficult when I was younger and conditioned me to live in a lot of fear because I couldn't trust people because they were harming me. And so I was feeling the energy of that yesterday. And yet knowing better. So I could feel vulnerability in life, as I think that's a lot of the problem here, is our egos judge our vulnerability and cut us short so that we feel inadequate about life. And fear of others, fear of the future. There's so many things that we can fear of, you know, meteorites falling on our heads or whatever could happen, but just ways that we feel vulnerable. And then to come back to the present of our oneness, of that higher being, who we are, which is strictly our awareness of light, of love, of being, and being in that, it weakens all of this other stuff. So you can be in this kind of, it was really a dark place that I was in yesterday of the past, you know, of the conditioning of the past, the scars, let's say, of past harm, that I was feeling, you know, they were itching, or they were more than that. And then I was looking and saying, I have so much to be grateful for. I have, for one thing, just being alive, being awake is so incredible. Just to be present in, let's call it a non-judgment, and to be able to forgive the story that we've been born to of having these events in our lives that aren't easy. And going, all right, so my soul needed to learn some lessons and needed to become enlightened in its own hard way. And it has, and, you know, it's doing its best. And yet, you know, we're still in human form, so we're still pulling our way through. But we don't have to suffer when we know who we really are.
It's very true. And I think you hit on two really important points. One is when your thoughts go into the past, and you start recalling all different things that have happened in the past and they're causing negative emotions. That's, you know, that's, you gave the perfect example of going back to the past trauma.
And yet I wasn't recalling them until the emotions, I was feeling them. And then why do I feel this way? Oh yes, I've been harmed.
Yes, and it's still, it's looking to the past, and the negative emotions is your indicator that you're in the past. And it's based on a perception. It's, and your perception is that you were harmed. And you say, well, I really was harmed, but it's still, everything is our perception. And so it's how we look at things. And so when you look into the past and your perception is that you were harmed, these people did negative things to me, they caused negative emotions, and then you can relive those negative emotions. But you hit on something else that was really, really crucial to it all, which is your awareness. And your awareness of not, awareness of not being aware of what someone did and how they hurt you, and so causing, you keep reliving those negative emotions. Your awareness of right now, of being here, being aware that I'm thinking thoughts that are causing me to relive negative emotions. Because when we, everything is about being aware of where your thoughts are. And I'd like to say which room your thoughts are in. Because if we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day, it's almost impossible to monitor every thought. Okay, which room is this thought in? Which room is this thought in? But we can kind of judge where we are based on our feelings. And so when we're aware of our thoughts and how we feel, so just being able to know that I'm thinking something, like you said, you're thinking about something that happened in the past that was causing negative emotions. Just to be aware of that, you are now separating your awareness from your thoughts. And that awareness is that consciousness, that divine consciousness that all the mystics have always talked about. And that is what we are supposed to tap into. And when the simple act of asking, where am I, where we kind of started the whole the show, and or which room are my thoughts in, in order to answer that, which room are my thoughts in? Okay, you know that you just went back into the past room, was reliving. Okay, now I'm aware of that. And that which is aware of it is your consciousness, that soul, that higher self. And you can call it the ego, or you can call it your lower self that keeps taking you back into the past. And that's the perception that you were, you know, you were mistreated. People did things to harm you. And it could have been 2 days ago. You know this, you know, in your mind, someone did something to harm you. But your higher self is not condemning that person. Your higher self is not blaming that person from 20 years ago. Your higher self is saying, look at right now. You are still right now, accumulation of all the things that have happened in your life. And now you have such a better perspective and appreciation for things. And look at, my life is so much better now because I've been able to go through all these different things and learn while I'm in this, you know, having this human experience. And so I'm grateful for all the things that have happened to me. Right. I'm grateful for all the challenges I've had, all things, because it makes me who I am and appreciate who I am and where I'm going. And that awareness, now you start to look at everything differently. And all of a sudden, you start to think back the same things and people you start thinking about. Now you start to have an appreciation for them as opposed to feeling negative emotions. The same people, you're going, well, thank you for being my teacher.
Well, they gave me a very rich life. and it's been, you know, there have been many, many, many wonderful people, well beyond those that, you know, were the culprits. And so, you know, I really have a wonderful appreciation of my life, and feel like, you know, I am battle scarred, but in a proud way, that I, you know, got through it all. I always like to say, in many of the situations in my life, or all the situations in my life, I've been the last man standing. And so these are just stories that our soul has come here for, that is part of the script of coming to life on a planet that's difficult. We all have our struggles. I'm not, you know, I know that people will laugh at what I think are struggles and say, well, you should know about mine. And yet our souls benefit from them. And that's why our souls have come here, to find the light and to learn to be present. And I think we're coming into an age now that more and more and more we'll be discovering that, and certainly by having a book like The Three Rooms available to read and get it. But one thing I wanted to say about the past, when I look back, I can look back at being aware so much of the time. I can look back at, I was watching all this each time. So many times in my life, I can appreciate being awake, and yet not as awake as I feel now, only because now I'm more surrendered to it. At that time, I didn't know any better, but I was watching. I was a passenger as well as thinking that, how can I battle this better? But now it's more that, yeah, we're still in, all of us still in, let's say, a battle of life, especially in the chaos of today's times. But how about that, if there's something about it that we don't have to struggle as hard in it as to allow, let's call it, the universe to take care of it.
If you allow the universe to take care of it, then it becomes less and less of a struggle.
Exactly. And I think really that's the point, is what the awakeness is. You know, because I, looking back, saying, yes, I was awake. I was watching it. I was watching. I can see myself watching all these struggles around me, and also the goodness too. I had, you know, wonderful times, and watching it all. And so I knew I could come from that place, but it's different when you coming from it, what, knowing that the universe is synchronous and serendipitous and takes care of us if we let it.
And there's a fine line between, you know, observing it and participating in it.
The way we participate in it.
Yeah, because I think we, you know, in the three rooms is the concept of the movie theater, you know, which is, you know, our thoughts and emotions is what we project out. And, you know, our experience of life is really the movie of our life, that, you know, we're all the actors in the movie of our life, whether we want to admit it or not. So you can think of it as, I'm just watching the movie. And as you were talking about, being witness to everything that's going on around you. Even if you're going through difficult times, you don't have to feel such negative emotions, because you're actually aware of what you're going through. And so you can be more of the witness to it. And that's a good thing. But there's even another step, because we didn't come here. You know, when we are the non-physical part of us that, you know, formed and manifested in these bodies for this experience, for this physical experience, we didn't come into these bodies just to watch the bodies. We came to experience, you know, life on Earth, which I call this land of perception and time. We want to experience it. So
the richness of it.
So being here, but if we're really experiencing it, it's who's directing us in this movie of our life. You can think of, when we go back to the ego, you can think of, okay, the ego's the director, and the ego saying, you know, that's the son of a gun. He did this to me. I'm so mad at him, or worrying about this. And we can be in these bodies, listening in the movie of our life, participating in the movie of our life, listening to this loud chatter that's always trying to get back at people or worrying about things, and we're feeling these negative emotions. Or we can recognize that we're in this movie of our life, and our higher self is the director. And that's the one that's always guiding us. So now we're not only being able to witness it, but but we're experiencing it. We are the actor, and we're saying, "Wow, this is great. I'm experiencing this, but I'm being guided by my own higher self, and so I get to really experience joy." And then you can start to think of those things of appreciation. Thank you for letting me experience that. It's almost like your higher self is telling you, thank you for letting me experience this. Like, I came here to experience myself, which is love. And the more we feel good, the more our own higher self gets to feel good. And that's why we came here.
But I also think we come here to do that via the struggle and be able to see it from this higher vantage point is the gift.
I agree. We came here for, you know, I like to think of contrast as opposed to struggles, because I don't, you know, the thought of we're supposed to, it's everything's supposed to be hard and struggle and a fight. You know, it's, you can change that to, we are meant to experience contrast, because if we don't experience contrast and go through things, excuse me, like, you know, struggles, if you will, then or, and feeling negative emotions, then we can't appreciate feeling positive emotions.
Right. So the full yin and yang of
where we are.
Right. The full yin and yang of life.
Exactly.
And so that's maybe challenge is a better word for me, because you know, we do need to have inner strength, and it manifests in many ways. Sometimes it has to be physical. You know, we have to lift things and move things and assert ourselves. But if we can do it magically, if we can do it with inspiration and trust that we're guided properly, it's just like, you know, being on this radio show and speaking with each other, we have no idea what we're going to talk about in the next minute or two or three, but we're trusting it. We believe that we're being guided, that our higher self is probably, you know, in charge.
Exactly. And I like the word challenges over, you know, over struggles.
Yeah, that's good. It's very helpful.
I think inner strength is, in other words, just alignment. That's what it is. It's about, you know, seeing the world through the eyes of our source, and, you know, aligning with our own higher self and viewing, you know, everything in the world from that perspective, and that kind of changes it.
Yeah, and I, you know, I want to get more and more into this with you. Maybe we can do another show at some point soon, because it's so great to talk with you about this, and because the more that we can adjust ourselves. And that's what the point. It's like, maybe you and I aren't really introducing new ideas to people so much as the words we use, the way we're doing it, helps people rethink about it and get it in new ways and maybe better ways.
Correct. I think, you know, all of the ancient truths, you know, you're not coming up with new ancient truths as you talk about. It's just, you know, different ways to you know, to look at them, to perceive them. And sometimes it's like, you know, in school when you're learning something and you do math and you're doing this, you know, whatever it is, algebra or something, you're going over and over and over and you can't really get it, and then a teacher just shows you a little, you know, a different way to do it, a little trick, and you go, oh, now I get it.
So right,
it works for something. If someone says, oh, now I get it, then let it, you know, go with it.
And that's what, you know, looking at your book, The Three Rooms, and then saying right off, well, it's the past, present, and future. I understand all about that. So I get it. But you really, you know, bring it home. And so I think people can really get so much out of reading The Three Rooms, because you dig deep into who we are and what it's all about. You have a really wonderful past of research and learning and studying higher understandings, the ancient ways. And I think, you know, maybe right now what we're trying to do is catch up with the ancients.
Well, what's also catching up is, right, modern science is now catching up with you know, ancient mystical teachings and spiritual teachings.
That's right, yeah. And so, yeah, we need to really respect the past and learn from it. And so you're bringing it together. And so it's really, to me, a great gift to talk with you. And the three rooms is available in the marketplace now?
Yes, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Right. We used to be able to say in bookstores everywhere, but now we go online. And is there a website?
Yes, www.thethreerooms.com.
Thethreerooms.com. Great. And I'm really excited to find you again soon. So just talk about presence and how you understand it. So
yeah, presence is just an alignment.
Well, I know, but let's talk about it more.
Yeah, but I know it's
we're running out of time.
Yes, it's the absence of thought. Thinking right. About being in the present room, when we meditate, you know, it brings us into the present room because we don't have thoughts that pull us out.
Right. And
thoughts that constantly pull us out into the past or the future that cause the negative emotions that pull us out of there.
Exactly.
So one is meditation can bring us into the present room with the absence of thoughts, but thoughts of gratitude and appreciation are the best way to stay there.
Right. And mindfulness will bring us there. So,
right. And what is mindfulness? Mindfulness is just the conscious awareness of our thoughts.
Right.
So that's why we constantly want to know, ask ourselves, which room am I in?
So we're actually at the end of the show. And so I'm really glad to be in the same room with you, at least on the on-air room. And I really appreciate Kevin Murphy for you being a guest at Energy Stew. It's been wonderful talking with you.
Thank you, Peter. It's really been my pleasure.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.